Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Recently, there was an unofficial Trump parade. The news reported over 400 vehicles, mostly trucks, participated in the happy event. The trucks displayed American flags, Trump flags, and more. They met in Fortuna, toured Main Street, then gained speed on Highway 101, where they drove through Eureka, then Arcata, waving to friendly passerbys along the way. It would have been fun to participate, but I was working. Everybody was talking about it, though. The love that all these people had for their president. In the strange year we live in of 2020, isn't it amazing? We all know that there probably won't be a Biden parade. Not that it's impossible, but we all know it isn't going to happen because nobody is really excited about voting for the former VP. I'm not trying to be political here. Just looking at the two choices, do you know anyone that is excited about voting for the actual Democratic president based on his own skill and ability? Moving on now, but somewhat similar news. I escorted my blonde to the city of San Francisco where she needed to see an eye specialist. We parked at the UC campus where the doctor's office was and took a good walk around town. Everybody was wearing a mask, even if they were riding a bike, jogging, or just walking by themselves. There were not surprisingly a lot of rainbow flags all over the place, but I don't believe I even saw one American flag. There were a couple Biden signs in windows here and there, but I never saw anything for Trump. It made me think of several residential streets that I have seen here in Eureka. Unfortunately, there are some Biden signs, but the Trump signs are very few and far between. You wonder if it's an issue of supporting a candidate or the fear of what will happen to your property if you proudly display a Trump sign. The far left and the right, well, they play by different rules for sure. But more importantly than that, you really have to wonder about the quality of life in San Francisco. I've read about the small fortune it costs to rent an apartment in the city, and walking by the row apartments and their tiny living spaces and their tiny garages, I sure hope the occupants are blazing a path to success and seizing whatever it is that they want out of life. It's no surprise that the homeless issue, it's out of control. As we walked, we had to watch where we stepped. While there were quite a few transients, I felt we have more homeless per square foot on the dirty potholed Eureka streets than they do in Frisco. Big city or small town, bad policies lead to poverty and worse. It was a reminder that elections have consequences. I hope everyone listening to this makes the effort to get out and vote on Election Day. Policy won't change anytime soon if we keep electing the same type of people to our local and state offices. My opinion is that the status quo hasn't served us very well. Maybe 2020 will be the year that Californians re-examine all the weird stuff that we consider normal. The stuff that visiting people from states gawk at. Maybe 2020 will be the year that we actually decide to change course.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.